That's what. This your boy, man. This your boy, Cat Daddy, man. We live on the air. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Cat Daddy, man. We got a good show for you tonight, man. Got my main man from day 26. He coming through wearing Angel. And he got some joints. He trying to do his solo progress. So, he coming through. Then we got an actress out of Florida, a hot actress. She doing her thing, so she gonna let us know. Some woman gonna let us know what she got going on down there in the Sunshine State. Then we got a surprise guest at the end of the joint. So stay tuned. Got a co-host, New Avenues Radio, coming in real shortly. Sierra, what it do, Sierra?
What it do, Cat Daddy? What's up on the ground?
What's going on? You already know what it is. And it's my co-host right here for the night, Sierra Brown from New Avenues Radio. What it do?
What it do, do? What's up, Cat Daddy? You ready for tonight?
I'm ready for tonight. Hey, we turning up. Hey, this Brown walking in right now. Hey, what it do?
What up,
Brian?
I've been chilling. Chilling, I'm here working as usual.
For sure.
What's up with y'all?
Hey, same thing, working. Trying to get
grinding.
The music up out here.
Grinding.
Before we get started, man, go ahead and put that contact information out there for the people, man.
Yo, man, y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter, man. It's Mr. Angel_Day26. It's MrAngel_Day26. You can also follow me on Graham, which is MrAngel_Day26 as well. Like me on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/ Brian Angel Official. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. It's going down. The boy stay working. So follow your boy, and I'll follow you back.
Oh,
okay.
No, you're not, because I'm following you, and you ain't following me back yet.
Hey, no. No,
yes, I right. Follow you since Monday, and you didn't follow me back yet, and I'm mad. I'm totally upset.
How long you been following me? You probably just don't follow me again. You're like, girl, I'm going to...
No,
girl,
I have not been following you since today.
You
bro, Brian,
I'm going to go ahead and follow him today.
No. Look it up. You'll see at Miss Capricorn, you'll see M-I-Z Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up.
Don't follow me today.
Whatever.
Hey, you got put on the spot. Hey, you just got on the show and you got put on the spot, man.
Hey. You lying like bro, bro?
Hey.
Nah, I'm not lying. Look it up.
Hey. But I know it's been, you be busy, man. I know how that be, man. Because I got people I got to go back and follow. I know how that be, man.
Nah, man.
Brian.
I actually try to follow as many people as possible, man. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, you know, those are the people that really support me, man. Those are the people that you know what I'm saying, like, really make it possible for Brian to even do music. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely try to, you know, follow back my supporters and try to interact with them as much as possible.
For sure. That's real talk. Now, what you got going on nowadays, man?
Man, what don't I got going on, man? I'm finished up my solo project entitled Daybreak. Got a new single called Bomb Bomb. Crazy, man. When I tell you, like, you know, I'm far from cocky, far from, you know, arrogant, far from any of that stuff, man. But I honestly feel like, you know, this record, I got one, man. Like, I really got one, man. I'm really excited about it. I'm excited for the world to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm really, 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 like, gung ho about this record, man, and I really hope the world feel what I feel when they hear this record.
Okay, for sure.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah,
neither. Trust me, man. Trust and believe. Real soon, y'all gonna be hearing it, man. And I want y'all to hit me back and be like, "Bruh, you went lying. You tell the truth. You got you."
If you follow somebody, I can let you know.
Huh?
I said, if you follow me, I can let you know.
If I call you.
I said, follow me. I'll let you know.
Oh, follow you. Oh, wow. I was about to say, you better stop flirting with me.
You better stop. So, Brian, let me ask you a question. Like, I see like in your younger years, you shared a stage with like Beyonce, you know what I'm saying, Vine. Like, how was your experience with that? Like, especially Vine Monite. Like, what was your experience with that?
Honestly, I learned, you know, from people before me, like great experiences. You know, I was actually trying to Beyonce's father's label, so you know, I got the opportunity to tour with a lot of people and actually, you know, get pointers and, you know, just advice from people like Ginuwine. Like me and Ginuwine, we're still cool to this day, you know, because of that tour. And I was like, you know, I was a young pup, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, people like that, they still give me advice. And, you know, just I just learned so much from it.
For sure. Now, how...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say, now, how easy, since you done jumped back doing your solo project, you done got people to work with you. Before you answer that question too, I heard that joint you did with Trader Two, Slim Thug.
Yeah, me and him got like.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and Clyde. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I need that joint. I need that joint ASAP.
I appreciate
man.
You.
For sure.
I appreciate you, man. Like, I mean, actually, that record was done a long time ago, man. Like a lot of people think that they think that's a Jodeci sample. I went back and actually relayed the whole entire hook. So that's Jodeci. I mean, that's me, but it has a little bit of Jodeci within the mix. But
actually,
that's me in the background and, you know, doing all the backgrounds and, you know, the riffs over the hook and everything.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, I need you to email me that joint ASAP. Email Larry.Marshall50@yahoo.com. I need that joint. But
send it to me too.
But like I was saying, my question was, how easy have it been since you doing your dolo thing to get people to work with you, the big time artists?
It's a lot easier. You know, because of, you know, the blessings that, you know, I've had, you know, and the success that I've had with Day 26. You know, a lot of people saw what we did and, you know, looked at record sales and so on and so forth. But I honestly ain't been on, like, you know, reaching out to, like, this person, that person. I've been, you know, really rocking with, like, a lot of loyal cats, man, that I've been cool with over the years as far as producers, as far as songwriters, as far as artists are concerned, you know what I'm saying? So, like, this Daybreak is really, you know, more of who Brian Angel is at this point in time in my life and my career. But, you know, I do have a couple of features on there. Like, I got my artist G-Run on one joint. I got another joint featuring my artist Touch. He's on a joint. And I got my girl group on a joint as well. So, like, you know, I really ain't, you know, just reach out to, you know, just like a gang of people just because they hot or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remain friends with these people, but at the same time, you know, I'm just doing me now.
For sure. Real talk. You got to do you. Gotta sell yourself. They gotta know who Brian Angel is, cause a whole lot of people think it's still Day 26. No, it ain't Day 26. It's Brian Angel.
Okay,
already.
Yeah. Now shows. You got any shows or anything lined up?
As of right now, man. I've just been grinding it out, man. Grinding out the studio, trying to, you know, just finish up this project, man. I'm actually in the studio right now. Recording. You know, but of course I stepped out, you know what I'm saying, so I can talk to y'all, you know what I'm saying, congregate, converse, you know what I'm saying, but, man, I just work, man. If I'm not in the studio, I'm at dance rehearsal. If I'm not at dance rehearsal, I'm in the gym, you know what I'm saying, and that's like my day-to-day. That's all I do all day, every day.
For sure. When you talk, 24/7 grind.
Mm-hmm.
No days out. Yourself. You know what I'm saying? Let go.
Where y'all from?
Hey, we in you in the NC, you in North Carolina right now as we speak. My fault, man. Welcome to North Carolina too, man.
Man, I just left North Carolina, man.
Yeah.
Just left North Carolina.
Yeah, you in the NCs, man. My fault. Hey, I meant to welcome you to North Carolina, man. I just jump right into it.
Nah, it's all good, man. I love that though, man.
Yeah.
You got a lot of nice country, big booty girls out there, you know what I'm saying? You know, brother do like that.
For sure.
I can definitely appreciate North Carolina.
I thought, You cutting up now.
Hey, you ain't never lied.
I can definitely appreciate that.
That's that cornbread.
Yeah, that's that cornbread.
I mean, well, you know, I'm in Houston, so, you know, we got a lot of that going around. You know, it's like a, you know, it's like a disease, asthitis around here. So, you know, everybody.
Oh, wow. Oh, sure. Also, she got a dumb ass.
I done talked to a couple people from Houston in the last week or two. You ain't got nothing planned for All-Star Weekend? What you doing All-Star Weekend?
Man, I got a couple of things lined up, man. You know, I'm more excited about playing these celebrity basketball games, man. I can't wait for that, man. Like, I'm actually playing, like, I think three of them now. I just got invited to another one today, man, so I'm really excited about that. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to break a couple of ankles, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm ready, you know what I'm saying, show people my hooping skills. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure. Hey, don't get out there and get embarrassed now.
Okay.
No, never that. See, the last celebrity basketball game I played in, it was the Little Day Weekend thing, and they actually had me guarding Chris Brown. Okay, Chris Brown is like 6'2", right? 6'3". Mm-hmm. I'm only like 5'6½", almost 5'7". You know, but, you know, I hold it well. You know what I'm saying? Ladies like it. Anyway.
Definitely.
Anyway, so, you know, he tried to, you know, make a highlight reel out of me, you know what I'm saying? And he tried to dunk on me. I ain't gonna lie. I follow the hell out of him. I'll do it again. I ain't gonna lie. Because he's not gonna be nobody's highlight reel.
No, hell no. No, I ain't play that when I played in high school.
Yeah, he went up. He tried to dunk on me. I fouled the hell out of him. The girls were booing and everything. I was like, so, I don't care. I will not end up on WorldStarHipHop.com. Thank you very much.
You is so silly. Because
that's where you was going. You going to WorldStar Hip Hop. You was going straight to WorldStar Hip Hop.
No, you ain't even embarrassed me.
For sure. Hey, you was going to WorldStar Hip Hop. No,
I knew he was going up.
Say he wasn't getting no WorldStar Hip Hop. That's real talk. On a little more serious, Tip, you still doing that sickle cell thing?
Yes, sir. I definitely am, man. Just trying to bring awareness, you know, to the disease. You know, there's so much focus on other things as far as, like, you know, I mean, and let me say this before I go into this, like. Not to take away from, you know, any other diseases, because at the end of the day, like, you know, if you're suffering from something, it's never good, you know. But a lot of people that's close to me, you know, a lot of loved ones are suffering from this disease, and not a lot of attention is brought to it, you know. And I can go as far as, like, my sister, you know, she has sickle cell. She suffers from it, so I see what she goes through on a daily, you know what I'm saying? I see what you know, the pain and everything else that she goes through. So this is something that I definitely, like, took to heart. This is something that I definitely wanted to bring attention to, because, like, you know, people aren't only suffering from cancer or from, you know, HIV. And I'm not saying, you know, sickle cell is any worse or any less, you know what I'm saying? But, like, this is something that was important to me. So I feel like I need to bring awareness to this particular disease.
For sure. And they go ahead and put that text information where they can text. They still can text, right, and make a donation, right?
Yeah, man, I don't know about heart. So, you know, I got so many numbers in my head. But I'll definitely get the information to you, man. But,
okay.
Again, man, I want to encourage everybody, once I do get the information, I want to encourage everybody to text that, text the information in. And it's only $10, you know what I'm saying? It's built to your cell phone. You know what I'm saying? What's $10? I mean, you can go out to the club and go see, you know, Lil Ray Rockamo and them, you know what I'm saying, you know, tear up the club or whatever. I mean, you can go ahead and, you know, donate $10, you know what I'm saying, and go into a great cause, a worthy cause.
For
sure. Go into the research, you know, find a cure for this disease.
Hey, that's real talk. Hey, it's only $10. So, hey, y'all go ahead. We're going to get you the information real soon. Stay on the lookout.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
We're going to get back to you now. Get back to you, what you're doing now. Diddy, have you, since y'all left the group, have you reached out to y'all or anything?
You know, I've hung out with him, I think like twice, since the group's been away from Bad Boy. He's like a big brother, man. He's always, he's always said, I'm only one phone call away. And I mean, that's the truth. I know a lot of people got this mentality made up about him, like, oh, he's a bad guy, or he's this and that. Honestly, for that man to be in the position that he's in, he is one of the most humblest people I've ever been around. You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm so
wow.
thankful I've had the opportunity. Yeah, like I'm so thankful to have the opportunity to actually, to work with him and actually become like not only friends with this man, but like a brother. He's like a big brother. Like, if ever I need his help, I'm only a phone call away. I'm only an email away. If you change your phone number, I'll email him and he'll text me. He'll send me his number right over, type thing. You know what I'm saying? So, Diddy is one of the most humblest people on this earth right now. So, like, just to clear up the rumors, Diddy is not the mean monster guy that everybody try to make him out to be. Dude is extremely, extremely, extremely humble.
Okay, for sure.
That's what's up. That's a grown man, see? That's what's up.
That's what's up, yeah. Cause, hey,
you better stop flirting with me, goddammit.
I'm not. It's just a little taste. I can't taste. I mean, come on now. You look delightful. You look real delightful.
See, look what you're saying, tasting and stuff. Look away from me. You're not going to be tasting.
Now, we live on the air. You tell people on the side. We're not going to do that, okay?
Huh? What are you saying?
I said, you're not going to put me on the spot live on the air. You're not going to do that.
Oh, my bad. I'll try to talk on you.
Oh, my God. Where you at right now? You in Houston? Let me call the airplane right now.
Although this is anything go radio, though.
You messing up. You cutting up.
This is anything radio, go radio. Hey, Brad.
Okay, Daddy.
Hey, I got one of your joints over here real quick. I'm about to throw to him, then I'm going to get right back to you, man.
Already.
It's Brian Angel, new joint from the Solo Project. Check it out. Tell me what you think about it. It's your boy Cat Daddy with Sierra, my co-host, and Brian Angel right now, live on air. You know what it is. Just get it.
Thank you, Sierra.
Love. she wanna do. She plead the First Amendment. She don't mess with lame niggas. She'll hurt your feelings. 25 to life. Life. She need a murder sentence. She'll kill a cold blooded, no mercy. Got hoes dry hate, and niggas looking thirsty. She say fuck a 9 to 5. She in the club from 12 to 4, getting dope. I ain't mad at her.
No.
Certified banger, you heard it right here on Underground Talk Radio. We live on the air with Brian Angel, with my co-host tonight, New Avenues Radio, Sierra. What it do?
Brian, you need to get your song to me. We need to play that on my radio as well. You know what I'm saying? For real.
You know what? Yo, real talk, that was my buzz signal, you know what I'm saying? You know, the homie, you know, the big homie DeRoe, he blessed me with, with a verse. That was a bus single, you know what I'm saying? But I'm really excited about my actual official single off my actual album entitled Bomb Ball. Like, wait till y'all hear that, you know what I'm saying? It should be out in the next 2 weeks. It's crazy, man. I'm really, 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 like, geeked about this record. I'm really amped about this record. Like, I cannot wait for the world to hear this record.
For sure, for sure. So, hey, you say that was a buzz single?
Like, it was a buzz single, you know what I'm saying? To keep the buzz relevant.
Okay, keep the buzz. I thought you said buzz.
I thought you said buzz.
I mean, you know, some fellas might use it as a buzz down record. I'm just playing.
Hey, for sure, that's what it do. Now, you got the solo project. How hard? Cause I know a lot of groups when they separate, it be hard for them to go by themselves. How hard have it been for y'all to separate and go by yourself, do your thing?
Not hard at all, bro.
Keep the same thing.
No, I don't want to sound heartless. I don't want to sound like, you know what I'm saying, like I didn't care, you know, for, you know, the rest of the members of Day 26. But I feel like everything I've done in my career, in my life, has gotten me to this point where, you know what I'm saying, like I'm ready now. You know, I mean, of course, you know, I've had offers, you know, before to be a solo artist, you know what I'm saying, and I've never taken them, you know, and there was a reason why, you know what I'm saying. I wasn't really, you know, ready. But you know, now I'm ready. I'm confident, and I'm ready to work.
For sure, you ready to work. So hey, get at him. Hey,
young boss. This is a young boss. Get at him.
Get at him, live in
here. I let the boy. She didn't even follow me. She said, "Get at him." That's what I'm talking about.
I am following you. You go back and look. Stop it.
Hey, I don't know, I'm going to follow you well soon. I'm going to see who you follow back. I can't put you on the spot because I ain't followed you
yet.
Oh,
you ain't even following me, my dude.
I am.
I just knew for sure you was following me, bro.
Hey, get that a busy man, I ain't had time to this shit. I think I still got
it. Did you keep it real, though?
Hey, exactly.
Already.
Yeah, you're going to get a follow from me real soon.
Already, fam.
But I do
already.
Have a question for you,
though.
Brian.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, what really made you, like, want to open up your own business? And, like, what happened other than just leaving Day 26? That was already in your business plan. Like, what made you, you know, want to do that?
Honestly, what a lot of people don't know, you know, but like I said earlier, I was signed to Beyonce's father's label prior to any of this stuff. I left that situation, and when I left that situation, I started my label then. And you know, I mean, the reason why I started it was because, you know, I saw how, you know, these majors were, you know, were working, and I kind of wanted to, you know, do things my way, where I felt like, you know, a label should run, and, you know, how a label should treat the art. So that was the reason, the purpose behind me actually starting my label. But of course, you know, the good Lord had something else planned for me. So I ended up doing, you know, this whole making the band thing, and by the grace of God, I made the band. And you know, that opened a whole lot of doors up for me as far as like my label is concerned, as far as me being a solo artist. So, you know, I feel like, you know, this is all part of my journey that, you know, God has like laid out for me.
For sure.
Okay.
We'll talk now. This time around, you've been a solo artist, you got your own label, you gonna stay independent? What's your plans with that?
Man, honestly, now I got a couple of offers on the table right now, man. I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm staying working, you know what I'm saying, and stay prayed up, and, you know, whatever the good Lord tell me to do, that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, for sure. And that's real talk. You can't do it without God. Hey. That's
you gotta keep him first.
No, sir, not at all.
Now, your music, where they can find your music at now, besides looking for Day 26, where they can find Brian Angel, your own set of music, so they can go see what Brian Angel got, not what Day 26 got.
Well, I mean, right now, you know what I'm saying, I'm just, you know, in the studio still, you know what I'm saying? I do have a couple of records I was working on for a mixtape, and they leaked prematurely. So, okay. I mean, you can check that out, like, anywhere. Just Google Brian Angel Music, and you can, you know, pretty much find it anywhere, YouTube, MP3s, whatever. But as far as, like, music for my actual official album, nothing right now. I record in one place, and when I do, the studio actually shuts down, like, entirely, and it's just me and that. In the internet. So I've been real secret with everything, and I've been real careful with who's around and who hears my music, you know, because at the end of the day, I'm definitely not trying to have anything leaked.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's real talk, yeah. Ain't nothing, yeah, because they will piracy your shit.
Yes, sir, and I definitely don't need that. I don't want to cut nobody. Y'all already know I'm crazy, man. I've been working on my anger management. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have to revert back to the old mind.
Right.
They will pass your shit out of you. So you gotta be careful about who you let around your music, who around your music, what you got going on, because your shit will get passed.
Yeah, man. I mean, definitely, man. But I mean, like I said, man, I've been, man, the whole entire studio shuts down. Like, if I'm coming in that day, they'll make sure, like, 2 hours before and 2 hours after, like, everything is, like, nobody's in there, nobody's allowed to, like, do anything, touch any computers, to anything, I mean, to everything is, like, actually erased, and everything's on my hard drive, securely stored, and so on and so forth. So, like, no, I've been real, real careful. You know, I know how it is to have your actual album leak before it's even supposed to be out, you know, and that really hurts a person's record sales, you know. Like, what people don't, you know, understand is this is how we take care of family. This is how we pay our bills. This is how we pay our light bills, car notes, whatever. And I feel like, you know, people, I mean, a person don't really, like, look at it like that. They look at it like, oh, they got it made because they do music for a living, so we can go ahead and steal this and, you know, download this, download that, you know what I'm saying? But not knowing that, every time you take from me, as far as, like, downloading my music, you're taking food out of my kids' mouths, you know? Or, you know
right.
what I'm saying, like, away from their school clothes or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, just take into consideration next time you decide you want to bootleg movies or you want to bootleg music, you know, you're actually hurting somebody.
That's real talk, yeah. That could be a difference of you on one day and you're off the next day.
Real talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Say it again. You off the next day. They see you working somewhere. Didn't I just see you on TV? What the hell are you working right here for?
Exactly, man.
And that's real. Working at McDonald's somewhere.
And
that's
then you know, the first thing they're going to say, yeah, he on them drugs. He on that
okay,
dope.
He fell off.
He fell off. He on that dope.
Right now, like, real talk, if that ever happened to me, I'm just moving in with Cher.
I'll take care of you, baby. But you know, eventually you had to get up and get a job because I can't take care of you for so long.
I'm allergic to work. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you're coming to the wrong address. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I give you a polo and a blanket outside.
We'll talk. He's saying, look, it don't want. Yeah, so hey, y'all quit pipes and hey, that's the difference. You know, you being on one day, off the next day, then I don't want to see you. I don't want to see nobody saying, man, he don't feel all like a bad batch. Hey,
okay. That Reggie Miller.
Yeah, he don't feel all like a bad. Hey, that's how it go down, man. That's how it go down, though. That's what you're going to hear, man. You feel like
that. That's none of them coming to you asking me what happened. They already got the ooh, child,
yeah.
Look at here.
Yeah, you ain't going to get what happened. You might get about two what happened. You going to hear it, man. You're going to walk down the street. You fell out like a bad bitch. What the hell are you talking about? I fell out like a bad bitch. Be with it. Hey, that'll make you want to fight somebody because they ain't asking.
Something damn you know. Brain snapping.
Ooh. Now, that's one thing I never do. Shout out to my hairstylist, Crystal. She always makes sure a brother is fresh. Fresh.
I keep my hair braided
every 3-4 days. Like, she'll call me, like, what your hair looking like? I'm like, it's cool.
Yeah,
like, nah,
we need a lot
see.
Of more guys out here. If you got hair, keep your hair done. It's too many females out here that do hair for you not to be walking around with your hair not done. Seriously,
now,
get it
I
done.
I can't let a lot of people in my head, though, either. That's why your hair break out.
But I'm just saying, have your own personal styler that will do your hair on credit until you get the money.
For sure, will.
As long as you get it done. you see it do it on credit. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously, don't grow here and you're not doing nothing with it.
Yeah, real talk, man. Hey, I appreciate you coming on here with me tonight, Brian. And me answer you. For sure. Hey, put that contact information one more time out there for the people.
Yo, follow me on Twitter. It's MrAngel_Day26. MrAngel_Day26. Follow me on Instagram as well. That's MrAngel_Day26. Hey, don't judge me. Do not judge me. I do have a cat, and I post a lot of pictures of him on Instagram. And the reason why I have a cat is because my son wanted him, and so therefore me and the cat have bonded. So therefore, that's my little dude.
Oh, look.
Also, like my Facebook page is new. It's facebook.com/ Brian Angel Official. Again, it's Brian Angel Official. And support your boy, man. Follow my artist, you know what I'm saying? Touch AWE. Follow at The Real G Ron. Cocky Bars, that's COCKYBARZZZ, Casket, MDG, MGB, sorry. Yo, man, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, my DJ, he in the background, your DJ. My DJ, go DJ Guap, that's GUAP. And also, go DJ Mickey. Yeah, just follow us, man. Follow the whole AWE family, man. We got music coming 2013 and forever. It's going to be crazy, man. We're going to turn it up a notch. You know how Young Money and Maybach Music did it, man. We finna do it like that, but 8 times harder. It's going down.
Salute.
Salute. Hey, it's going down like Young Money. Hey, you ain't got to say no more. Hey, you could have, you ain't had to say nothing about no cat, though. You could have kept that one to yourself, man.
Nah, my cat, dad, he keeping it real, though.
Hey, he keeping it real. Hey, the cat.
You know what I'm saying? You get 100 for that.
You got a pit bull in the backyard, don't you?
Shut up.
What'd you say?
I said, you got a pit bull in the backyard, don't you?
No, actually, I used to have a pit. I used to have a blue pit. He was all blue. He had blue eyes, everything, man. Somebody stole him from me, bro.
Okay, okay.
Oh,
hurt.
Lord.
Yeah, I was hurt. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, this is so wrong. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie.
He left a dog and went and got a cat. That's what I'm talking about.
No, hey, Rock, if you listen, his name was The Rock. His name was The Rock. But look, The Rock, if you're listening, Daddy missed you.
Oh, God. You know who you sound like, Aunt Daddy? You remember on that movie Friday? Little Choo Choo, whatever the little dog name.
Oh, Little Choo Choo.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, Ice Cube, the little dog. Beautiful,
yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's crazy.
Hey, man, appreciate you coming on here, man. Come back anytime, man.
Love that.
And blessings to y'all, man. Thank y'all so much for everything, man. Seriously, thank you for your support.
For sure, man. Send me music anytime. I'm going to follow you real soon, so send me music. When over.
Already.
All right. All right. Shouts out to Brand Angel. Doing his thing.
Most definitely.
We about to go to a joint, and I'm going to get right back to you. And it's your boy, Cat Daddy, and Sierra. Sierra, New Avenues Radio. And I had the joint I wanted to go to, and I done lost the joint.
Come on, Cat Daddy. You're supposed to turn up. It's early. Turn up. What's going on?
It's too early for me to be losing joints.
Hold on, I'm sipping, so I got to turn up. So you got to give me something to get me groove, get me dancing up in here or something.
Here you go. I got you right now.
I'm down. The end. See me, this the life I live. And I'm down for life. Man, I'm so certified, you ain't never seen anything like this. I'm really what they call real.
No radio play, but still I'm about my money, steady counting these honey, give a fuck out, feel.
From beginning to the end. See me, this the life I live. And I'm down for life. Man, I'm so certified, you ain't never seen anything like this. I'm really what they call real.
No radio play, but still I'm about my money, steady counting these honey, give a fuck out, feel.
Since 8 or 9, I've been 10 toes down. Tape recording and jot it down. Beatboxing and spin freestyle. But I ain't doing shit for 3-9. They don't appreciate me, so you fade me. Give me mine before I take some. Strong going, smash stuff. Apply pressure, break some. I'm sick and tired of being second guess. We best out, that's that. Seen videos, cop. Most these moves need to quit. They ain't doing shit but just emulate, impersonate streets. You don't like it, speak now, or forever hold your peace. I'm married to these streets. Until death do us apart, and they bury me in my white seat. My corner brim, right up under the arch. I kept it real from the start. Been 100 in this, gon' stay like that. You never fold, you never rat. Nah, player, I don't even play like that. I'm certified, been graduated. Ask about me, let me know who hatin', and I bet I hit him with that big old thing. Old girl was bustin' on smoking ace. We on our way, I can taste it. We ain't got too much longer, cuz eyes wide, faces up. Don't let them run up on you, cuz they kill it too. The end. See me, this the life I live, and I'm down for life. Man, I'm so certified, you ain't never seen anything like this. I'm really what they call real.
No radio play, but still I'm about my money, steady counting these honey, give a fuck out, feel.
From beginning to the end. See me, this the life I live, and I'm down for life. Man, I'm so certified, you ain't never seen anything like this. I'm really what they call real.
No radio play, but still I'm about my money, steady counting these honey, give a fuck out, feel.
A living legend. Bow down when you in my presence. Got a gun in my palm from the depth of my tongue. And I'm speaking anti-depressants, yeah. Radio. Lost they mind, but I pay no mind, cause I lost mine too. Pulling out a fully loaded shit, and I'm busting real till I die, don't need nothing. Uppercutting like Muhammad Ali. To my enemies, don't see nothing. P.O.E. Buffing chub, put your life on the line, try to fuck with us. Getting money like Bilderbergs. No punchline, but I still feel the words. Like a bullet coming out of the barrel. Hit your bone and marrow like a boat. And arrow in, never try
say die, but I never say damn it. We float no clouds, looking on down like, tell me what the shit gon' take. Look depth in the eye, but I never did break. No, I sound reckless, but check it. Tepco better be me, respect it. Steadily beat me on each record. Cup full of rimming when I come through. Play the game so long that it becomes you. Feeling like Tarzan in the jungle. Best out, but if you still jealous, been praying to the city propellers. Bogart, go hard, I'm jealous. Bogart, go hard, I'm jealous. Bogart, go hard, jealous. Bogart, go hard, begin it to the end. See me, this the life I live, and I'm down for life.
Man, I'm so certified, you ain't never seen anything like this. I'm really what they call real.
No radio play, but still, I'm about my money, steady count these hundred. Give a fuck out, feel.
From beginning to the end, see me, this the life I live, and I'm down for life. Man, I'm so certified, you ain't never seen anything like this. I'm really what they call real.
No radio play, but still, I'm about my money, steady count these hundred. Give a fuck. I'm really what they call gutter. I done lived my life through this struggle. Tryna block my music, full of f***ing use it. To the hammers, usually go click, click, click. I'm about my fitness. Yeah, I'm talking to the end district. Cause they really know we in these streets. Flow goes social media street. How could this happen? This boom, they call rapping. When they ain't about the action, they be actually trapping. Everybody clapping like this. They tell Paul above gutter. Chubb, that's my brother. We make instant classes like this. This is magic, everybody asking like who is this? Legends in the making, so these weak start hating. We're gonna face the music, cause we the truth. It's off, this ain't Louis and this. Hey, it's plenty more where that came from. These streets hot, cause we blazing up. They won't give it to us, so we taking them. What you want to do, but don't make it no difference. Let me be real persistent. Sergeant, Colonel, Lieutenant. If it was a race, we winning. It's going down to a photo finish. The dope game, rap game, chemist. Rap is the new, better listen. Around for while you hate to study missing these. I'ma finish my mission.
From beginning to the end, see me, this the life I live, and I'm down for life. Man, I'm so certified, you ain't never seen anything like this. I'm really what they call real.
No radio play, but still, I'm about my money, steady count these hundred. Give a fuck out, feel.
From beginning to the end, see me, this the life I live, and I'm down for life. Man, I'm so certified, you ain't never seen anything like this. I'm really what they call real.
No radio play, but still. I'm about my money, steady count these hundred. Give a fuck out, feel.
From beginning to the end, see me, this the life I live, and I'm down for life. Man, I'm so certified, you ain't never seen anything like this. I'm really what they call real.
No radio play, but still, I'm about my money, steady count these hundred. Give a fuck out, feel.
From beginning to the end, see me.
Flo, Charles, T-Po, hey, Tip-Po. Hey, that's that Juggers is doing. Just walking in my studio today.
Yeah, I like that cat, Daddy. That shit had me over here grooving for real.
Yeah,
that
was,
he's about his money.
He's about his money. That's what he said. Yeah, that was certified banger. I liked that drawing. As soon as I heard it, I said I had to get it on here.
Okay.
You already know. Shouts out to my Angel for stopping by. Hey, y'all get at him. He say he follow. Yeah, if you follow him, he'll follow back. I don't know.
I don't know because Cat Daddy, I'm following him for real though. But you know, he's a businessman.
He's a businessman. I know how that be. I ain't following him yet. I probably follow him. So I see. I'll let you know for sure my next show.
You said let us know that the next show. I'm counting you to that too.
Yeah, I'll let you know what happened my next show. That's right. We on live on the air. It's me. Cat Daddy, Sierra Brown, New Avenues Radio. Hey, what y'all got going on over there at New Avenues right now?
Right now, we're building, you know, we're trying to build a platform for independent artists. Anybody that's dealing with the music industry, you know, you're a promoter, you know what I'm saying? We got a live chat room. We be in the chat room 24/7, 365. Network, you know what I'm saying? Network for everybody, you know. You don't know who's going to be in the chat room because we worldwide. Especially get a shout out to my boss, Renew, you know what I'm saying? Our DJ, you know, Truesdale. You know, we deal with a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got some things popping off, you know. Especially shout out to Cat Daddy, you know what I'm saying? Underground, most definitely.
For sure. Now, all the artists y'all deal with, how they come in, how they act, how the artists act.
Like, far as they, like, what, like, far as they networking?
Yeah, as far as they networking, personality.
I mean, We got some artists, like, you know, I network with all of them. I be trying to reach out to every last one of them, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I like to network. But we got some that's real cocky, and you know, we got some that, you know what I'm saying, mojo. Like, you know what I'm saying, they get down with the get down, whatever you ask, you know what I'm saying? They be down with promotion, they be down with networking, you know what I'm saying, bringing other people. But you get them ones that just feel like you owe them something, you know what I'm saying? We don't owe you nothing. We don't owe you no airplay. We doing it because we want to do it because we networking, you feel me? But it feel like since they think they hot in their local town, or, you know what I'm saying, or their homeboy tell them they hot, that don't mean we got to play your music, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you got to get in there, you know what I'm saying? You can't just send us a track and don't listen to us. You got to be, you know what I'm saying, our chat room with us, networking. You got to bring your fan base. That's why it's our networking. Bring your networking team. And we got our team, and everybody bring their team, we all going to eat, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, yeah. What the hell, yeah. Why you going to come on us? Talk about you want to eat from my team. You don't bring nothing to the team.
Boy, you just don't know. We got a lot of artists that just send us music and just want airplay, but don't never tune in. They can't tell you when we play their music. If they won't even know if their music got played or not if they don't tune in.
Yeah, for sure.
You just sending it. You know what I'm saying? You just adding on dust to it. That's what we doing.
That's all it is. And like I said, when I first started this song, hey, now, I try not to make nobody music dust ball. But if I don't hear from you, I don't see you, ain't liking me on Facebook, you ain't tweeting me back. Hey, your music gonna be on. I'm gonna do you just like 102 Jams, your local radio station do you. I'm gonna throw you in a pile, and at the end of the year, I'm gonna look through that pile and see who popping. If ain't none of y'all popping, hey, that music get the hell up out of here, because I ain't heard from you. I don't know where you at.
I'm trying to tell you, that's what we doing. You know what I'm saying? That's why we keep our circle real tight, because if you network with us, you know what I'm saying, we network worldwide. So just don't network with us, you know what I'm saying? Like, we get in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? Bring your people. Like, you know, that's why I say, it's 2013. You better get with it or get lost.
Get with it or get lost.
You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I can tell you. New Avenue is New Avenue. When you step with us, you got to be new, brand new, because we on a whole nother page. We're not just no regular local joker radio. We nationwide. We network. We got over 500,000 listeners. Number one hip-hop R&B. So we about our business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's about their business. Hey, you gotta be about your business. You get on here, you got to be about your business. Hey, you ain't about your business. You go ahead about your business.
What's happening?
So, hey, shouts out. Shouts out to Legend too. I got a joint over here. I'm about to bring to him. He just dropped his mixtape today. Called in last night to the show. So, shouts out Legend, man. Appreciate that call in, man. But hey, you need to go.
You tell me about your dealing with your artist. You tell me how you feel. Like, what's going on with that?
Here we go. Hey, we'll get way back to it after this joint I'm about to play.
Most definitely. Let go.
Let's go.
Yo. Straight Street Entertainment for life. Every day I'm on the grind, bro. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, let me talk to you for a minute. Love, these niggas bullshit. I'm on the grind, bruh. I'm talking dead president type of shine, bruh. I came from the mud and I done seen it all. Been on the worst road, so now it's time to ball. These niggas talking, but they ain't about they business. Nah. I'm on the grind, bruh. Trying to get them Benjamins. I'm on the grind, bruh. I'm on the grind, bruh. Been patient for too long, now it's time to shine. Mississippi.
business. And all my street niggas, I'ma keep on fucking with you. Cause you were motivating me. To the streets I'm dedicated. So long as grind equals shine, I'm participating. I could've been a snitch, but that ain't in my blood. I'd rather keep it real and show my city love. But I know them haters mad. Do you think I give a fuck? I'm just gonna laugh in, throw my middle fingers nigga, up. Fuck bro, you. It's a damn shame. A damn shame. How much pussy in what's you? You dog? Ain't no street nigga. Nah. You just a big pretender. Who you think you fooling, bruh? You must be fooling you. Cause I can see right through you, man. What you say, you bulletproof? Come on, boy, it's come on, man. You talking to a G. The only G you will is when I'm spelling F-A-G. So cut the bullshit. I done seen all the fans. Now let me get back to my paper. I'm on my grind. These niggas talking, but they ain't about they being niggas. I'm on the grind, bruh, trying to get them Benjamins. I'm on the grind, bruh, I'm on the grind, bruh. Been patient for too long, now it's time to shine, bruh.
I'm on the grind, 24/7, 365. Yeah. These lanes say they paid, no. This nigga stop lying. We spitting real shit all day and every day. We on the rise now. You niggas keep hating. You chasing bars, but the money chasing us. Ain't no such thing as a trap. We multiply money A plus. They done fucked around and put some real niggas in the booth. Me and Legend taking over. You don't like it? Fuck you. Money on my mind. Can nobody take my shine? And every bitch I used to have, it was a dime. So if you ever get to meet me or see me on that TV, just know I grind hard, straight street. ENT, I do my motherfucking thing. I'm on my shit. What it do? Niggas know we got that money. Now they wanna join us too. We go to DC, get this paper. You haters really made us. My real nigga bitches cannot fade us. Never. Straight street, real nigga, Mississippi, that is what we rep. If you a fake ass pussy nigga, we cannot accept. Do this for needy, you must go both kind of school sound. Now let me get back to my paper, I'm on my grind. Straight street entertainment. Straight street entertainment. Straight street entertainment. Straight street ENT, bitch.
That legend. Hey, he just dropped that mixtape today. Straight Street Entertainment, what it do? Hey, y'all go to that pill. Pick up that mixtape from Legend. Hey, certified banger. I always got my copy.
Ooh,
hey,
I need to get a copy. How can I get that
cat, then? Hey, it's on that pill. Just look up Legend.
All right.
And it'll be on. I'll put it on my wall real soon. But like we was talking before, I got on play that joint. I mean, every artist I done had on here thus far. I mean, I pretty much I feel about every artist I done had. I still talk to. Hey, I got most of their numbers saved in my phone. They got my number saved in their phone. So we still talk. We still network. So it ain't really too much on. Ain't too many people I know that I throw in the dust pile. Hey, shouts out to all everybody doing their thing. Got done Trey Foe too. Think the Trey Foe artist is Winston Salem, North Carolina. I don't want to say Trey Foe, but the Winston artists, they the hardest artists to get with because everybody want to do their own individual thing and everybody's undercutting each other.
I don't know, but, you know, I don't know about, you know, Houston, but shout out to, you know what I'm saying, BG Goons out of Texas. You need to holler at them too, KJ, to look them up. BG Goons, they go hard. AC Town, you know what I'm saying? Sounded, they go hard. I don't know about them, but I know they network. They like to reach out. They number one on Reverb Nation, so look them up, BG Goons.
Okay, yeah, I'll be looking them up, but yeah, as far as on. Like I was saying, as far as artists, Trey Foe, I got artists out to Trey Foe. They hot. I like them all, but it's a undercutting game in the Trey Foe. I ain't even gonna lie to you. It's an undercutting game. That's how everybody want to do each other. But, hey, it ain't going to stop me. I'm going to continue my four. Like I always say, I've been the same since grade school. So it ain't no change in Cat Daddy.
Oh, you said the trade four. I thought you said Texas. My bad. I don't know too much about the trade four. Like, I thought you said Texas. That was my fault.
Yeah,
but,
I was talking about trade four. Yeah,
trade four. My bad. You know what I'm saying? Trade four, I don't know about too many artists out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, a little bit that I did reach out to. But, you know, everybody on their own grind, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody about to eat. They worrying about themselves instead of trying to come together, you know?
They trying to come together. They undercutting each other. But most of the artists I done had on here, I really feeling them in. So it's a couple cats that done got on here try to act arrogant. They do that shit again. Do trust. I might be kicking their ass off the show and don't care who the fuck get offended. Yes.
Let me tell you something. People don't understand. Being arrogant is not going to get you nowhere. It's a difference of being arrogant and being conceited. Like, you know what I'm saying? Conceited is when you got to keep that mentality. Because if you don't think you hot, ain't nobody else going to think you hot. You feel what I'm saying? But when you arrogant to the point where you don't even want to give out your contact information, now that's just doing too much. Like, you know, my money got to be a certain way for you to holler at me? Or, like, what is it? Like, you know. That's not part of business. That's part of networking. You don't know who the hell I know. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't know. I mean, some people like that, though. They be feeling like, oh, they get this certain fan base, or they get this certain, you know what I'm saying, or their best friend tell them they hot. They feel like they can't network with people unless they got money, but that's not the case.
Yeah, but I done had a couple artists like that, but hey, I done had a whole lot of artists. I still talk to. They still gonna be on my mixtape that is coming out. Most likely coming out in March. We're gonna put it on. I know it's going on Dat Pill. If I'm waiting on, I'm waiting so long, cause I'm waiting on live mixtapes. They contacted me with live mixtapes so backed up right now. It's hard to get something on there, but I'm waiting on live mixtapes. It's going to be on live mixtapes. And then I'm talking to DJ Casper Banks. We're trying to get it on coast to coast if everything go right. So that's why I
push. Dang, you make a power move. That's what I'm talking about, Big Cat Daddy.
So it's all what it is. You know what it is. Hey, what it do? What it do?
Someone on the line?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, what it do?
This is Shauna Lawrence.
What's going on?
Hey, mama.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Ain't nothing.
That's right. This Shauna Lawrence, she's down there in Florida. She's doing her thing in the actress madness. Hey, you can't get shy once you get on that live stage. When I pick up that call line, you live on the air.
My bad. That's the Ciroc talking. My bad.
Okay, you on that?
Oh,
Ciroc,
that's what I'm sipping on too, sis. That's peak Ciroc. Turn out.
Hey, say no more.
I'm on that Snap Frost. That I can't do that sweet.
Ooh, I'm on that peach.
Okay, I don't know nothing about that. I can't drink no flavor on liquor. So hey.
Snap Frost is no flavor, straight vodka.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
That sweet stuff don't agree with me.
No, I'll be laid in my flow all day long.
Well, you was so silly.
Hey, Tato Cole, I'm glad you came on with us tonight.
Most definitely. I'm glad you guys decided to have me.
For sure. Before we get started, go ahead and put that contact information out there for the people.
Yes, for anyone that's looking to reach out to me, want to know more about me, you can definitely check me out on my website at www.shaunalawrence.com. And Shauna is spelled S-H-A-W-N-N-A, Lawrence.com. You can find me on Twitter at Assurity25. That's A-S. URITY25. And you can also find me on Facebook. You can find my personal and my fan page, Shauna Lawrence.
Okay, for sure. And what you got going on these days, Shauna?
I got too much going on. Too much. It's like this year started and everything just took off so fast. I have films, I have sitcoms, I have clothing. It's, the sky's the limit right now for me.
Okay, you got your own clothing line or other clothing you doing?
Well, there's the male side of the clothing line, but I decided to come out with my female side of the clothing line, in which I partnered up. And the male side of the clothing line is called Red Gum. And it's like a skateboard slash rocker-like clothing line. It's definitely hot and it's definitely popping. And you can find that at www.redgum.com.
Okay.
And then the female line is Pink Gum.
Okay.
Ooh,
sure.
Okay.
Now you say skateboard, and skateboard mm-hmm. is like I'm skateboard.
Punk rock.
Okay.
Punk rock, basically. Not like you skateboarding.
Totally dude type weird. Totally dude.
Yeah. Swag surfing a little bit. Okay.
For sure.
No. So, Tina, what's going on down in Jacksonville? Like, I see that you was in a movie or played as an extra with, like, Rick Ross and, like, Sticky Fingers. Like, what's the name of that again? It's called The Next Big Hit. That was shot in Miami. I had so much fun shooting that film. And, like, some of the people, you know, they're, like, especially, like, you know, Flo Rida was definitely, like, down to earth. And you wouldn't think that by, you know, the things you see on TV and, you know, the way the media portrays certain people. But I definitely had fun doing that. I definitely had fun doing that. And it's just basically a film showing how dirty the music industry game can be.
Right. And everybody know it can be dirty.
Yeah,
most definitely.
You be real dirty. This is a dirty industry. Hey,
I mean, you cut yeah. though. I mean, there's a lot of cutthroat people here, and they be hey. Cutthroat for no reason. Like, for what?
When they say this shit like the dope game, this shit is really like the dope game. They ain't never lie.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's people these days are like a bunch of fucking crabs. Everybody's trying to pull each other down because they get to the top.
Yeah.
Right.
And it ain't even worth it. It ain't even that serious.
It ain't that serious. It's enough money out here for everybody to eat.
Especially with the everybody. Internet. No. Especially with the internet. It's way more money for more people to eat because you can do more things with the internet than you could back in the day. I could see you being that way back in the day because you ain't have that many outlets. But now you got the internet. Hey. The sky's the limit. I just did an overseas show not too long ago. They had fun. Shouts out to Australia. Hey, shouts out to the Bahamas. The sky. Hey, the internet done changed the game, so ain't no reason to be out here cutthroat people.
That's the smartest thing men has made was make a computer. That's the smartest thing they made. Is you can reach around the world. So come on now.
And that's all we done made.
The smartest thing. One of the smartest things because, like you said, you got a computer. I ain't trying to be funny. I said, yeah, Daddy, I'm going to get you. But you know what I'm saying. Like, you can never say that you can't find an artist or find somebody out here that you can reach to a network with without a computer. Like, come on now. They make a phone out of computer now. Like, really.
Yeah, for sure.
Seriously. My phone, I network my ass off my phone.
Who you tell? I be on the computer and the phone at the same damn time.
I can't. I don't do all that. I can't do all that.
I do. And I don't give a damn. I'm on the phone now and I'm on the computer. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to get my manager into doing the same thing, being on the phone and the computer at the same damn time. But see, my manager, he's more on that get it how you live. He is like the straight hustler type I'm talking about. He heard a film was being filmed and jumped out the bed 1 o'clock in the morning and went over and talked to the director of the film and was like, oh, yeah, they're shooting in 2 weeks. They're going to need you to set.
Yeah. That's wild. I don't. Hey. Oh, but that's a manager working, though. You can't be mad at him. He working for you.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get him to also get into the internet thing, you know, Twitter. Like, hey. I don't use Twitter. What the hell is Twitter?
Hey,
oh,
a
wow.
A lot of people don't use Twitter and Facebook, though. It'd be a whole lot of nonsense going on Twitter and Facebook.
That's I'm not going to lie. Same thing he like, said. He said it'd be too much drama going up on there. He was like.
Little Wei Wei start following you, and then you got little Tony down the street. But don't let them females start following you, and then they get in a cat fight on now. You gotta see that on your status all day long.
Look, the drama starts. I get my popcorn out and watch.
No, on Twitter, I like Twitter more better though. I do like Twitter better because you can see more, you following more, so you don't see all that. But on Facebook, they limit you to 5,000 people. Once you get to your 5,000 people, they all on your statuses. You see the cat fight, you see it all.
Right.
That's weird talk.
So okay. You've been acting since you were 12 years old? Like, really? Yeah, but see, I grew up being a pageant baby. I was the little girl that would always get all dressed up and all pretty and wasn't allowed to go outside and play. I had to sit and look pretty. That was always me from birth on up. I was always the pageant baby. And when I got into middle school and high school, I always took up drama and arts, and I took up ballet, and it just stuck with me. It just stuck with me throughout, and I was like, you know what? This is me. This is what I like doing. I mean, I had a perfect 9-to-5 working for a major company, but that wasn't me. That wasn't what made me happy.
Right. It was in your heart. Like, you know, I want to be an actor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you like to be a part of the camera. So that's what you're saying, so you're a camera person.
I am.
Like, I don't like the camera. Get that out my face.
I am definitely in the camera. I take pictures of everything, everyone. If I could have a camera attached to my wall and would automatically snap every time I move, I would have it.
Okay, for sure.
So, baby, I mean, you're not just an actress. You're a model as well. So, you, I mean, what type of, like, modeling do you do? Like, you have a certain target? Like, you modeling clothes?
Yes.
Or what?
Modeling clothes. I've been more so told that I have the urban edge and I have that new eye candy model and that's what I should go into, but that's not the image that I want for myself. And I'm not knocking anybody for their hustle and how they get it in and being eye candy, but that's not me. I've came as far as I have today without having to reveal my skin, and I continue to strive for that. You know, considering, too, I have a daughter coming up in the industry, and I want her to know that you can make it as far as you want to go without having to take your clothes off and have your ass cheeks flapping and your breasts out. You don't have to do that.
That's real talk. Okay, that's real talk. That's real talk. Now, how far you want to go? How far you want to go in this actress thing?
Pluto. Mars, you name it. I intend on being there. I intend on having my name. I intend on saying my name, and you can expect my name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You can expect me to see on every major silver screen. You can expect me to be running with the major heavy hitters out there in the industry.
Okay, that's real talk. We're going to back you up to that. We're going to get back on that topic as soon as I come back from this song right here.
All right.
What it do, Tong Wei? I'm a ghost.
Uh-huh. Yeah. First and foremost, shout out to Set That's BLF. Shout out my GMC niggas, man. Shout out that boy Styles P and Foul Minds for doing they thing on this shit. You know what I mean? No. But you already know, man, I got a coming back Carolina swag, man. And put a little magic on the track, you understand what I mean? No. Hit me up on that YouTube.com/straightguap. Yeah. They're amazed at the brilliance that I hold in my head. So when I drop, they shot like I was shot and I rose from the dead. I'm nice, not like I'ma let you hold bread, but nice like when I write, niggas hold their head. I'm in the sewer, writing on all these sheets. I'm like Tupac, writing till I fall asleep. I sold that Tupac when my fam needed to eat. I'm like New Lock, we keep a gangster in these streets. Be a left in a hood near you like a pawn shop. I'm hot more than what it takes to make the corn pop. I won't stop till I'm on top, boy. Classic when I drop, like Wayne with the hot boys. She pulling on my jeans to give her a touch. She said when we made contact, I gave her a rush. So I pulled her on the stage and made her shine for a minute. She'll never forget it, even when the party finished. I'm gold, cause I gotta get paid, and so I'm moving. Yeah, yeah, nigga, I'm gold, cause I gotta get paid, and so I'm moving. Yeah, yeah. Bags of wealth, so we hustle day and night like sleep is bad for our health. Nobody gonna give it to us, fuck a handout. So we got drugs in our plan with our hand out. We raise our hands just to stand out. You want more grams and in the pants? Well, damn, let me jam to the stash house. I'm looking at the news just to see the signs. About to see a revolution through the fucking blinds. Kill a motherfucker if he's fucking with mine. Like Steve-O with the blow, they loving my lines. My eyes on the clock, cause I find that there's money on the minute, so my mind is on the time. I'm blowing on that lime, got bars like I'm trying to push a little iron. I'm who the people eyeing, yeah. They never seen a star this close. Audio coat, they never heard bars this dope. I'm gold, cause I gotta get paid, and so I'm moving. Yeah, yeah, nigga, I'm gold, cause I gotta get paid, and so I'm moving. Yeah, yeah, nigga, I'm gold, cause I gotta get paid.
Back on the air. You already know what it is. Now, what it do?
What up?
Yeah. I'm here.
Now, you say you're trying to go to the top, trying to get in the Hall of Fame. Can you elaborate a little more on that?
Yes, most definitely. Where my goals is, see, what keeps me driven and what keeps me pushing forward is the success and the motivation and the team that I have behind me. And with the team that I have behind me, which is the driving force, because teamwork made the dream work. You know, I got a hell of a manager and I have a hell of a publicist. Both of them work hard day and night for me, but they also believe in me. And, you know, there's things, the people that I want to work with, I have goals set, and I'm going to reach my goals and touch my goals at all costs. I'm not going to give up. There is no stopping in me. And Hollywood is one of the major goals that I have. And where I see I'm going, it's not going to stop. Can't stop, won't stop, not till I get there. And even when I'm there, I'm still not going to stop.
Okay, for sure, for sure.
Black woman rock, that's what I'm talking about.
Most definitely.
It's real talk. You ain't gotta say no more. Hey, it's basically I'm told them they gonna get down or they gonna lay down.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
That's why I'm glad I'm networking early, so you won't forget about me when you get brand new, when you get, you know, famous.
I will never be one of those people. Even now, I still don't forget people, and I'm still trying to put people on. Like, look, yo, I'm hiring you as this person. You gonna come do this with her. Look, you trying to get in? Okay, let me put you on to this person right here. like I said, I feel like there's enough going around for everybody to get to where they need to be. You have goals, follow your goals. If you got dreams, you better chase them or you're going to be living somebody else's dream.
Right, right.
As we're talking now, a cat ain't going to hold you to that. Now, when I see you beside... When I see you beside Gabrielle Union, and I try to call you on the network with Gabrielle Union or somebody like that, don't say you don't know Cat Daddy now.
That will never happen. I will look. I tell them all the time. I can roll with the best of them. I can roll with the best of them. But at the same day and the same time, I still have that hood part of me, and I still won't let that go, and I stand by it.
Okay, that's real
I'm
tough. I say the same thing. I've been away since. I've been the same way since grade school. I ain't gonna change.
Exactly.
Well, some people do get famous and act brand new, but you gotta understand the hood made us. You know what I'm saying? Made us who we are today. That's school. Other than regular school, the hood gonna teach you something.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's gonna definitely teach you something. Teach you good and bad. It's gonna teach you good and bad. I done seen both sides of it, but hey, it is what it is. Sometimes you gotta go through the bad to get to the good.
Yeah.
You're right.
You do.
You gotta take the good with the bad too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, when I came up, when I started coming up in this, I didn't expect. I was the person that had the most friends. I'm walking in the club. They're like, well, damn, what are you? You a rapper? You got everybody with you.
The damn pop rock.
But once I started coming up, and it was like, oh, yeah. Oh, that's everybody started falling off to the wayside. And I was told, you're going to lose so-called friends. But you know what? You need to find people that do what you do, like what you do, and, you know, on the same level as you.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, people are like, oh, well, she thinks she's this and she thinks she's that. No, I'm still the same girl that y'all was hanging out with when we was over here doing this, but now all of a sudden that I'm getting it in a little bit more, I'm not that same girl to y'all no more.
No,
ain't nothing changed but my bank account. That's it.
Uh-oh.
That's all that changed.
You
heard
some feelings on that one. You heard some feelings when you said your bank account now.
Yeah.
You heard some feelings.
You heard some real feelings on that one. That's the only thing that don't change.
But people gotta understand when you get inside the public eye, not just your haters are looking at you, your fan base, people that trying to network is looking at you. So you got to change your whole mindset, your mentality, because you're going towards the prize. You're not worrying about what other people are talking about. You're worried about getting this money. Like you said, my bank account is stacking. Why are you looking?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I tell them all the time, you mad, but guess what? You don't know what it took for me to get to where I'm at right now. You don't know what I went through or what I'm still going through to get to where I'm at right now. But at the same time, if you want to get on my level, I can teach you. I offer classes, I hold classes 7 days a week. Just let me know, look, I'm trying to get on your level. I can get you there.
Well, hey, you can say you got classes, you can say you can teach them, but most people, I done seen, hey, they comfortable. A lot of people comfortable in their own ways. So once they safe. Because really, it's because they safe. They feel they get that self. Oh, I'm safe. I'm comfortable with it. I don't want to do that. Because what if I fail? Hey, I don't care. I feel white on my goddamn face. Bust it right open. Get right back up and keep ticking.
Seriously, because it's not about how hard you get hit and fall down.
Yeah.
It's about how hard your ass can get hit and get back up off that ground and keep it moving.
Yeah, that's real talk. I done been on, and that's what a lot of people won't do because they afraid. What if I fail? Or what if I do this? And you can't be afraid to fail. You gonna fail. You gonna fall right on your face. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I done fell a whole lot of time. I fell when I was playing in the streets. I fell at this sometimes. I felt when I first started this shit. I was about to say the hell with it when I first started this shit. So you gonna fall, but it's just a matter of getting back up and doing your thing.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Some people think they know everything too.
Yeah, and then like they say too, you got the saying, and it's a true saying: you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make the horse drink.
That's true.
You can show them the game, but that don't mean they gonna take the game and run with it.
Right.
That's real talk. But that, hey, we talking about that. We'll be talking about that all night. what they need to know about Shawanda?
Shauna. Correct.
Yeah.
Hold on. Who?
Hey, don't get mad. Don't get.
I was gonna say who?
Yeah. Don't get mad at me. I be slaying names sometimes. It don't be me. I be slaying names sometimes. That's my fault. But yeah, what they need to know about you?
Man, Shauna is definitely the most charismatic, down to earth, funny, everyday person you would want to know. Like I said, I can run with the best some of them. I love to get out and have a good time. I love the party. I love to mingle. It's just, right now, it's like I said, the sky's the limit. And, you know, you got to live your life. You got to live life and not like let life live you. And that's what level I'm on right now.
Okay. Right. For sure, that's real talk. It's real talk. Now, I know you in Florida right now, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what's on? You ain't got no shows, you ain't got no traveling plans or no networking plans to get out, put your name out more?
I most definitely do. I have a few things in the wraps, and, you know, I'm working with my publicist on a few things, and my manager is definitely on top of getting me out into some more networking situations. So I'm definitely, you know, I'm the type of person, you tell me come and I'm going to come, because you never know when that opportunity is going to be right there to knock you in the top of your damn head and say, boom, this is what you've been waiting for.
Right.
Yeah. You can sleep if you want to.
Exactly. There is no sleeping. When you out here grinding, there is no sleeping. It's an everyday hustle. It's a 24-hour day thing. You got to get up, get off your ass, and get out and get something.
Uh-oh.
Who you telling? Hey, I ain't
sure. You thought it sounded like Sister Act for a minute. Whoopi Goldberg. Wait. You thought about
it. You went there.
Yeah, you really did.
Hey, she preaching, though. Hey, that's real talk.
Yeah.
That's real time. I ain't had sleep in a week. I sleep about 3 hours and then I'm up.
Exactly.
Well, we definitely need to network, Shayna, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm putting together right now, networking with a gig. So we definitely need to get you in the building. You know, maybe your host will join us something.
Oh, man, most definitely. Just hit me up. I'm ready. You need me, I'm there. I don't turn down no opportunity, because every opportunity is an opportunity. Every networking event is a networking event. You never know who you might be talking to.
Right. But you also going to, you know, network on another station, too, called New Avenue. It's N-U-E Avenue Radio. We have, you know what I'm saying, you come in our chat room and network, you know, 24/7, 365, you know what I'm saying, be different people in the chat room. So you can definitely, you know, come in there and listen to some groove music, some grown music on a late night, whatever, you know.
For sure. And you can always come back here. I have some of the hottest underground artists on here, some of the hottest industry artists on here, so it ain't nothing to network on here.
Okay, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, you never know who I'm going to have. Hey, I might have Turk 1 week, and then I might have Lil Joe Blow the next week.
Most definitely. But like I said, you never know. You know, you never. It, like they say, these days and time in this industry, both music and acting. It ain't about what you know these days. It's who you know. Right.
That's what it is. It's not who what you know, it's who you know.
That's
most of. If you treat people right, hey, I came up with this was something my mama taught me. I came up, hey, the way you treat a person, hey, you might need that person 10 years later. And then a whole lot of motherfuckers that I went to school with that got laughed at, I treat them good, now they on top, and they helping me along the way.
Yeah.
That's how it be. The person, the least person you think you gonna need, that's gonna be at the top of the gate, and they holding the key. And if you don't fuck them over, hey, good luck to you. You gonna head back down the hill. We gonna see you. If you treat them good, hey, you in the dough.
Exactly. And even, you know, like, you don't burn bridges with people. You don't tell this person, kiss my ass, sugar. And then, you know, you never know. You might turn around, that same person you just told to kiss your ass, months later, years later, you might need that person.
Yeah.
Right?
That's real talk. You can't burn bridges.
Uh-uh, because you're going to need to cross that.
You know.
One day.
Hey, we better throw them one more joint, then we're going to get right back to you and end off this interview a little bit. So stay right tuned to your boy. That's
okay.
All right.
Custom the face, the price that guns get gladdy. Well over 20K, my bank rolls. It's hard for one bank to bank those. Baby over there on that strip pole, she interested even if she ain't chose. It must be the clothes. Spin a rack for the Gators in a shoe with the eyes in them. A rack a piece for the Gucci belt, shirt and jean with the red and green lines in them. Everything I push, I keep dimes in them. And I'm spinning rack at the rack at the rack. Baby, what you want? Jimmy Choo fitted dress with the heels to match. All you gotta do is add my political party to Eurocrat. I'ma show you how to ball to the man. Can't cut my braid with an egg. I ain't breaking, just giving you fame. Get out there, you wanna see black man. What? You got a limited scratch. I tell you what, we gon' kill all that. Let's see if you can match. Rack to rack.
Yeah, it's a rack attack. Don't stack up the stack. Check my stack. The more I spend, the more come back. My turbo Panamera shoes, BBS is see-through, they got a panoramic view, I'm smoking Burmese Kush, it got a tropical aroma, I'm somewhere with a dancer, you know Melanie Fiona, she say for the 500, I can get a f***ing tour, so I give her 500 more, but get straight to the point of being so mature. Yeah, it's a rag attack. When I take baby shopping, it's a rag attack. Give me one of this, give me two of that. Give me thousand for this, 20,000 for that. Titanium black card. You know the preferred edition. And I ain't just part of the team. I make preferred edition. And I'm in the real estate. No, I'm in the real estate. Cash over roof, up hard rate. I got too many of them to domesticate. Ain't nothing to get a million on my face. Got me in the association. Keep real around me. Call it insulation. Get your kill for a rack. Real talk, no exaggeration. You just made the front page. Mine, congratulations.
Yeah, it's a rack attack. Don't stack up the stack.
back on the air. What it do? What it do?
What's happening?
What's happening? That's right. Y'all can see Shauna. I did say it right that time, right?
You said it just right that time.
Okay. You can see her somewhere everywhere on the big screen, so be on the lookout for her. And then let them know some of the old projects you done been on so they can go check them out, too, so they know you about your business.
Exactly. The Next Big Hit, Street Money. Also, I was featured as a Vibe Vixen, and you can find me at Vibe Vixen. Just go Vibe Vixen / my name. A couple of local plays, The Birth of Christ, No More. You can find me. I'm definitely there.
Okay.
Working.
Well, sure, working. Now.
But I have some new projects also that you'll be able to find me in, and that's All For My Love. You'll find me there. And I have a starring role there. I play a character named Maggie. And you can definitely check, you'll definitely want to check that out because that character is a hot mess.
Okay, yeah. That I was about to say, that sounds like an old lady character. What you got going on with that character?
It's an ugly ass name, but she's a hot mess, oh, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. She keep you wanting more.
Okay, that's her name. Oh, but Maggie, hold on. What you on, Lifetime? What you got going on?
Oh, did you just go there and say Lifetime? Oh, Lord. Lifetime is drunk, boy. You crazy. You on Sundays?
Oh.
What?
I said the wrong thing. I'm about to get jumped on.
Oh,
I like
how that's going. Especially after dinner on Sundays,
it's
good.
Y'all stay on the lookout for that real talk. She really doing her thing. That's real talk.
Yes. She's a diva, 100% diva. Y'all check her out. Shayna Lawrence, for real. Like, I'm checking you out today. You was crazy. You're a hot mess. I heard your little interview you had with somebody a couple months ago. Y'all was only going ham.
Which one?
Oh, Lord, what's the guy name? Y'all was on there. I think he's an actor. He's an artist as well. It's on YouTube. I forgot his name.
Girl, some of these interviews they be having on, like, I had one that was totally caught me so much off guard. So, like, the host called me before and was, like, warning me. And I'm like, well, you don't have to warn me. I can run with the best of them. I can hang with the big boys. I'm a big girl.
Right.
And the show, and we got into it, and it was like, oh, my God. It was like, yeah, you can't. You have to say yes or no, and you can't say skip or pass. You have to answer our questions.
Okay.
Oh, hell no.
This is
freedom of speech over here.
I like to call it what I call it. I call it street radio over here. Anything goes. As long as you don't come on here acting too goddamn street and stupid, I'm good.
Oh, no. This one was like off the chain. I was like, okay. You had to sit and think about it. Like, okay, damn, is this question really coming? I had to call my publicist and was like, CC, did they really ask these questions? but it was just so off guard. I was warned, but I wasn't warned that it was to that point.
Oh,
wow.
It's real tough.
Now, you know, Cat Daddy might put you on the spot, but I don't know now. He might put you on the spot one day.
Yeah, I'll put you on. I ain't going to put you on the spot the first show. You can't do that the first show. Now, when we get you back on here real soon, now, I'm gonna ask some tough questions. Hey.
Woo!
At least you said not the first show, because the first show I had with that show, they was beyond my turned up that time. I said I probably should have went a little more into my bottle of Ciroc.
Yeah.
Before,
oh, wow.
The interview, I think I should have made it halfway through the leader before we got to that interview.
Not a she's not a
they was turned up beyond Pluto and Mars.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. We ain't going to do that the first show. We're going to let you on. We're going to let you welcome you in, get you in house. And then that next show, I might give you about 2 shows before we get we gonna put you out though a little bit.
Okay. We wanna know the nitty gritty, honey.
Yeah, the nitty gritty.
Ooh, I give it to you. I tell it like it is.
For sure, for sure. Hey.
Don't tell me nothing like that, cause I think of something real quick. I ain't gonna do that.
I will tell you like it is. I tell people all the time, if you say my opinion offending you, then you better be glad I'm not saying the thoughts that's in my damn head.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. It's a Facebook post that say something like that. When I see that, yeah. Boy, that was made just for me.
Okay,
some of those thoughts you just got to keep to yourself.
Yeah, that about y'all about to make this into one of them Facebook statuses I was talking about earlier.
You is awesome. I like you though. You cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you're real humble. Like,
thank
sure.
you. You gotta be humble. You know, because like I said, hey, the hood taught me what I know. You know,
right?
And I can run with the best of them. What's the use in being stuck up and like, that's not me. I will get loud, I will get ghetto in a New York second, but that's just me. But I still have that humble side to me. And they be like, no, she not like that. You just ain't seen that side of me yet. I have to vibe with you for somebody to bring that out of me.
Okay, for sure.
Wow.
That's real talk. Hey, before we let you go ahead and put that contact information on air one more time for the people.
Yes, most definitely. You can find me for exclusive pictures of me. You can find me at my website at www.shaunalawrence.com, and that's Shauna, S-H-A-W-N-N-A, Lawrence.com. You can find me on Twitter at Assurity25, and that's A-S-U-R-I-T-Y-25. And you can find both my personal and my fan page on Facebook, Shauna Lawrence. And for bookings, hostings, and events, you can book me at rockandrollbloodline@gmail.com.
Okay, for sure. We're going to have to get you back real soon. Hey, you do follow back, too, don't you?
I do follow back. You late. I don't already follow y'all.
Okay, yeah. Hey, we had somebody on here earlier that didn't follow us back.
Okay. I follow back.
Oh, no,
I
she
follow
back.
And
oh.
I shout out for the love.
Okay.
She
for
follow
sure.
back. I ain't going to lie. Cat Daddy, yeah, that's real. She did follow back.
Okay.
I can say that. And she gave me a shout out.
Yeah, she
sure
gave me. She gave me a shout out, too. Appreciate you. Appreciate you coming on. We're going to get you back real soon.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
All right, Mama.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, y'all need to go out there and check some of the things she got going on. Hey, I seen them. Hey, they certified manual. I don't sign off on it unless I like it, and I'm signing off on it.
I second that.
Hey, we got one more. They've been turned up all night. We got one more guest. What it do? What it do?
Yes, sir. What's happening?
What's happening?
Man, it's Ryan Carson and Till McKean coming with Imperial Lighthouse Production straight from Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Y'all got in on that.
You said what now?
I said y'all got in on that last second hour.
We did, man. We did. Thomas talked to you now, right?
Yeah. He talked to me. Y'all all good. Yeah, I already knew y'all was coming. We got you on that last second hour. Y'all got a whole lot of things going on. Before we get started, y'all go ahead and put that contact information out there for the people.
Most definitely. If anybody is interested, they can always reach us at imperial.lighthouse@gmail.com. And for all our videos, our movies is coming up, every challenge, anything that you need to know is pertaining to Imperial Lighthouse. You can also follow us on Twitter at Imperial_Lighthouse. And also, we have a website, ImperialLighthouse.com. So if anybody ever want to reach us, be sure, don't hesitate to call one of those, either one of those, you know, either one of those networks, baby.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, before we get into this interview, I'm about to throw to a joint, then we're going to get right back to y'all.
Okay, bet.
Hey, it's that what it do, Rick Ruckus, Gemstone, this certified banger right here. We're going to get right back to y'all. It's your boy with Sierra, New Avenues Radio.
I want money and bitches, cars and clothes. I want money and bitches, cars and clothes. I want money and bitches, money and bitches, cars and clothes, cars and clothes. I want money and bitches, cars and clothes. I want money and bitches, cars and clothes. I want money and bitches, money and bitches, cars and clothes, cars and clothes.
That's all I want in this world. Lift her the finger to the rest. Look, yeah, I get what I want. These bitches love me to death. She hate it, mad at a player, cause I'm taking the step. I'm extra wavy on these niggas, tell them fuck with the set. Yeah, all my niggas trippy, smoke them out of dippy. I go up in the gut and have her worry about her kidney. Whipping out in that whippy, whole team in that bippy. All my players throw your rollies up if you with me. Nigga, I don't really even care though. 10 grand in my earlobe, all the bitches here on me. Why the fuck is you here for? Trey Foe, I'm so Southside, nigga, y'all know. 100,000 in my combo, y'all see how my dogs roll. Army of gorilla, nigga, fuck the other side. Pick the stage there, well, 150 for the ride. Yeah, every time you see me, bitch, I pull up in some shit. And we ain't dipping out the 7:30, bitch, I'm with the clique.
I want money and bitches, cars and clothes. I want money and bitches, cars and clothes. I want money and bitches, money and bitches, cars and clothes. Cars and clothes. I want money and bitches, cars and clothes. I want money and bitches, cars and clothes. I want money and bitches, money and bitches, cars and clothes.
I want money and power, cause I've been had bitches. It's for the cars I drove, they all on deep dishes. In my closet full of Trueys, sneakers made by Louis. And every time I leave my crib, look like I'm stepping out of a movie. 10 grand on my chain, fuck, I need a charm for. Same on my wrist, just to keep my arm froze. Gemstones, young Donald Trump, I got real estate in the city. Moving bricks and browns, villain got my Flatbush niggas with me. Straight forward, my city though, this is where I made my mark. Had a few, went to sell them safe, post up in the yard. Bust shots and just a knock. My life is like a flick, but a few bitch niggas ain't sticking to the script. Fuck them suckers, they just extras. Hating on the star, they y'all love me, now it's broke. Now they hate me cause I'm on. Misery loves company, just know it won't be Sean. Catch me and Ricky with your Nicky doing the menage.
I want money and bitches, cars and clothes. I want money and bitches, cars and clothes. I want money and bitches, money and bitches, cars and clothes. Cars and clothes. I want money and bitches, cars and clothes. I want money and bitches, cars and clothes. I want money and bitches, money and bitches, cars and clothes. Cars and clothes.
Hey, certified banger right there with Gemstones, Rick Ruckus. Hey, you heard it here first. Hey, you live back on the air. Sierra, what is new?
What's up, babe? I'm here, turned up, laughing and dipping.
What it do, man? It's your boy,
Hello?
Cap. Hello. Hello.
What it do?
What it do?
Y'all, the livest radio station I'm listening to right now.
Oh, for sure. We keep it live, man. I keep it live every time I come on. I keep it live 4 days a week for you.
I see you ain't playing with it.
Oh, no, I ain't playing with you. Hey, this is about internet radio where it's at.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What y'all got going on, man?
All right, man, let you know what we got going on. First, I'll give you a first foundation of who we are. We originally got known for doing spoken word poetry. We had a YouTube video called Grace. You type in Grace MTSU, you'll be able to see the YouTube video that went viral. Got like about 16,000-17,000 views. And from there, we got calls to perform everywhere. Performed on Bobby Jones, BET Gospel, and all these things. But for right now, what we're on your radio station for, we have a challenge going on. And what this challenge is called the I Am 28-Day Challenge. And with this challenge, well, all we're doing is asking anybody who has the courage to do it is to discipline themselves around their mind, body, and spirit. It's called the I Am 28-Day Challenge because, first off, with I Am, we believe that whatever follows that affirmation is exactly what you become. So, for instance, say if one of the listeners want to be a millionaire, you admit with your affirmation, I am a millionaire. And once you admit that affirmation, don't worry about how. The how is the least important part. Once you admit your affirmation, we encourage you just to discipline yourself with more reading over these 28 days, with a spiritual connection, whatever your faith may be. We just ask that you connect yourself spiritually and get in tune with yourself and also with your body. All those, we feel like to be a complete person, to really make it, you have to have all those areas complete and fulfilled. And so really we just challenge anybody who has the courage to do it to come on, bring themselves out, or follow us on our website, imperialize.com, sign up, and we'll get you the challenge, the layout for it. And pretty much that's it, man. That's what we got going on right now.
Okay, for sure, for sure. And this starts tomorrow, right?
February 1st. Start off
Black History on a good note.
Now
anybody that come after the fact, they still can do it, right?
Oh yeah, listen, man, if you come on day 20, if you want to day 27, you say I missed the whole month, I done made it. Listen, that one day that you be able to do the I Am 28 Day Challenge will count. You know what I mean? So I don't care if you come day 14. Maybe you just had your girlfriend and broke up with you. Now you're going through some tough times after Valentine's Day, so you want to start February 15th.
No
matter when in the challenge you start, we just ask that you at some point make a devotion to yourself. This is all about you. It ain't about us. It's right now. It's about whoever's listening, whoever's willing to take part in this.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Hey, you trying to let them get away? Hey, I say. Past February the 5th, you got to call them. You got to get in touch with them, and then we'll go from there.
You hear me?
Yeah.
That's what I say too, man. You're right. February 5th, if y'all get in contact with us, imperiallighthouse.com, by February 5th, we'll get the challenge going.
February 5th, February 6th. I ain't going to get you. Thank you, doing something. Then February 14th, you get dumped because you ain't get that present that you was supposed to get. And then you want to go.
Hey,
I ain't going to let you get off the hook like that, because that's what's going to happen, though. Matter of fact,
if you start on February 1st, then you might not get broke up by way on the 14th if you're devoting all this time to bettering yourself. And it's something that it could be a couple thing. You know what I mean? So, hey, baby, guess what? We've been slacking. We ain't been grinding as much as we want to. You heard about the I Am 28-Day Challenge? Baby, go to imperiallighthouse.com. Let's sign up and let's go ahead and use this month to devote ourselves mentally, spiritually, and physically. So, hey, you're right, man. Where at first you might not get broke up with by the
14th. Hey, they wait till the 14th. You know it's going to happen, though. They wait till the 14th. Somebody's going to get dumped on the 14th because they've been going to parties. They've been doing something.
At 11:59,
they're
going to be done.
Because they ain't got that gift. They ain't got them jaws, or they ain't got them on. They ain't got that purse, or they ain't got them on stilettos, or whatever.
Them red bottoms, honey. Yeah.
Yeah, them red bottoms.
Yeah. Hey, past February 6th, you gonna have to contact them
to get involved with that project right now.
You're right. Everything be intact. You know what I'm saying? You can't be going into something mind first. Your mind and your body got to be on the same accord. That's real though.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, listen, man. We really, if y'all, you know what I'm saying, we encourage y'all to do it because y'all are the leaders. Everybody listening to y'all. So if y'all take on this challenge, then, hey, you know what I'm saying, y'all go and encourage a lot of other people to do it too. So you can think of something that you want to achieve in this time. Hey, y'all the leaders. It starts with y'all. So we encourage y'all to take on it too.
Okay, for sure. Yeah. You're going to look for me to sign up. I'll sign up first thing in the morning.
For sure.
We're going to
be looking for you, man.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about that. Once I get you on the word, hey, it's all go. Hey,
for sure.
That's one thing I say about me, hey. Your word is your bond. You can't live by your word. What else you going to live?
Hey, you preaching now.
Hey, yeah, I'm preaching now.
You preaching all night.
Yeah, also, y'all, we also want people to know that though we have this challenge going on right now, Imperial Lighthouse Productions are going to have a lot of things. Our next two big projects is we got our first movie coming out. That movie title would be Love Sacrifice, and immediately after that, we have a documentary coming out. And that documentary, what we'll be doing is diving into why Black our documentary is going to call Black Money, and what we're going to be diving into is why do we spend the way we do, because statistics show that African Americans are some of the most consuming people on the planet, and there's a correlation between oppression and big spending. So we're going to dive into that too. So on top of while you building yourself together, we constantly working too, and we're constantly building ourselves. So we're going to have some more productions coming out for you real soon.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Now, who in the movie?
Man, Tillman and I, he's right here, matter of fact, Tillman Keith. He's we wrote the film, and also we'll be acting in it. We also got some more actresses and actors that's in the Nashville area here in Tennessee. Some I ain't gonna say big names, but most definitely some budding actors and actresses, and you know, we using the talent we have. We're college students, man. We just using all the talent that we have, the people around us, the resources we have, because hey, everybody don't have it, you know what I'm saying? But where there is a will, there's a way, and that's why I believe that we beat our competitors, that we have a will stronger than pretty much anybody. So, you know what I'm saying, be on the lookout.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's real talk. It's a will, it's a way.
Yeah.
So you need to stay on the lookout for them.
For sure.
And then first thing you need to do, hey, put that website where they can go one more time so they can go ahead and get out there in the morning for them.
Most definitely, man. Listen up, y'all. Type in imperiallighthouse.com. And just in case there's, if there's anybody out there that's like me, who are just not that good with spelling, this is how you spell it. It's IMPERIAL, lighthouse.com, imperiallighthouse.com, man. Go there. In the morning, we'll have a YouTube video that pretty much breaks it down. Hey, I don't know. I like to increase my, discipline my mind, body, and spirit, but I don't know who you are or what it is. That's okay. In the morning, we'll have a YouTube video, and it'll break it down. And like I said, every week we come in with a professional trainer. Our first week, our professional nutritionist, a professional spiritualist. We got somebody that's going to help talk about finances. And so, listen, I'm telling you, like, this is something that you want to be a part of for yourself, you know, not for anybody else. If it's any investment that you can make on this planet, number one investment is a self-investment. So if you, I feel like I'm not doing nothing else, why not do it? And I feel like if anybody that's listening also take on that same mentality, then at the end of the 28 days, we'll get a lot of testimonies explaining how much people have grown and everything. So, again, if you want to, if you got the courage to, that website is imperiallighthouse.com.
take us out in the morning. We'll have everything rolling for you. That's it, man.
Okay, I tell you one better. After the 28 days, we're going to get you right back on here, and we're going to tell you how big success it was.
What's up? What's up?
That's it,
man. You ready to do it yourself?
Yeah. I'm going to test y'all out.
What's up, man? Like I said, at the end of 28 days, we expect, this is what we expect. At the end of 28 days, we're expecting a group conscience of everybody who has been encouraging each other, encouraging themselves. We're expecting more business owners. We're expecting more better students, better parents, better relationships, whatever it is that you want to better in yourself. We're expecting all of that to come out. So the month of February is going to be huge for humanity. Anybody that's getting involved, we talking about changing everything. You know what I'm saying? If everybody is focusing on self and encouraging self and uplifting self, who can lose? You know what I'm saying? So many times we look around and it's so easy to bring each other down or somebody hate. No, ain't nobody got time for that. Right now we're going to use the month of February, I Am 28-Day Challenge, to uplift, encourage, and inspire each other. And like I said, I'm ready to see where I'm going to make it at the end of the 28 days. So I hope everybody else is too, man.
For sure, man. Appreciate you coming on here with us tonight, man. We're going to get you up to the end of the 28 days. We're going to get you right back, man. I wish I would have had more time for y'all tonight, man.
Oh, man, this is enough time here. And like I said, I'm going to get your email info from you so I can send you all the updated log and everything that's going on with the challenge. And I'll send that to you tonight so y'all can go ahead and get that working and get your mind prepared for tomorrow, because tomorrow, February 1st, like I said, we're coming hard. We disciplined because, hey, we go find it's something inside of each and everybody that they've been wanting to bring out. February about to be the month for it to happen.
For sure. Hey, we got one call before we let you go to 217. Hey, why you got a pen with it? Why you waiting on me? What it do? You live on the air with Cat Daddy, Sierra Brown, and Imperial. I say Imperial. How you say that again? One more time for me,
Imperial
man.
Imperial Lighthouse, man.
Imperial Lighthouse. I was studying. Imperial Lighthouse. You live on the air. What it do? 217.
Oh, what's up? This is me. I'm sorry. I didn't know y'all was talking to me. Yeah, this is Grand Zay. Promotion. I was calling in to talk to Boss Lady. Is Boss Lady in tonight?
Yeah, she's still
I'm right
on.
Here.
What's up, Boss Lady? This is me, Alicia Grange, Grand Zay Promotion. I was calling to get you that big shout out to you.
What's going on? Much love.
I was calling. Hey, I try to support, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't know this
was
a radio
other.
Station. This is crazy. I like this.
Yeah,
make sure you tune in, man.
Yeah, tune in every week.
Yeah, okay then. I got you and stuff, and I appreciate it and stuff. Y'all for, thank y'all for putting me online. You got me stuttered too now.
Yeah.
I'm glad you came through, though. So mad love, y'all.
I love y'all too. And so y'all keep doing what y'all doing and stuff. That's pretty good what y'all doing for the artists and stuff.
For sure.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, then, y'all. Thank y'all.
All right. Appreciate you. Hey, you got a pen and pencil with it, man?
Most definitely, Cat Dad. What's the name? What's that email?
Larry.Marshall50.
Larry.
Larry.Marshall.
Uh-huh.
@yahoo.com.
Okay. I got you there. Man, like I said, man, what y'all doing is, I believe that y'all will draw all the budding artists to the online radio station here. Because, like I said, we on now, and I know, like, I am about to take off as far as everything. And if you all have all the budding artists now, man, your radio and your online radio station is going to take off. And like I said, I appreciate the opportunity.
For sure.
People like you that actually take the opportunity to hear somebody else out that be able to change the world. So I appreciate the opportunity, Big Daddy and Miss Sierra.
For sure, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Come back anytime.
Most definitely. Appreciate it.
All right. Hey, Sierra, appreciate you coming on here with me tonight. Hey, we got one more call I'm about to try to get to. Appreciate everybody that was in my call all listening tonight, too. They dropped off. Hey, they dropped off, but appreciate everybody was in my call all listening tonight. Hey, appreciate y'all tuning in. Appreciate you for coming on here with me on Sierra. Hey, this is going to happen every other Sunday, so you're going to see her back on here February the 10th. Hey, turn up.
It's going down. Turn up. Thanks for Cat Daddy. What's up? Y'all make sure y'all tune in to New Avenues Radio as well. You know, 24/7, 365. That's how we do.
Give them that contact information so they can get out there too.
You can catch me, me or the radio station.
The radio station.
You can catch New Avenues, NUE Avenue. You know, Cry Key Radio. You can go on there and look up number one hip hop and R&B. We'll be number one. It'll pop up. You know, like I said, shout out to DJ Truesdale, Renew, which is the boss. You know, everybody that's supporting Cat Daddy movement and New Avenue movement. Salute to all y'all, most definitely.
For sure. Appreciate y'all. Hey, appreciate you. Hey, this your boy. He about to ride out the King on the Great.
Chance again. water player needed. Type of sick, there to put you straight to sleep. And
I got my kids up.
That's right, that's right. King Lon, the great, what it do? It's your boy, Cat Daddy, signed it off. You already know what it is. Get at your boy. 336-926-6386-224-7. Or Cat Daddy Marshall. Cat Daddy Marshall on Facebook. Cat Daddy Marshall on Twitter. Larry.Marshall50@yahoo.com. It's your boy.